Welcome to Spectrum from China America Radio, a weekly public service production featuring news, information, and stories of interest to our China America Radio listeners in the United States and around the world. Now, here's this week's host, Steve Warren.
Our guest on Spectrum this week is Evan Jerome. He is here from Monroe College, and we're going to be talking about ESL, which have any familiarity whatsoever with the university world and have come from another country. You know that stands for English as a Second Language. So, Evan, welcome to China America Radio.
Thank you so much, Steve, for having me here.
Now, Let's let the audience get to know you first, because I always think it's important to open the program and look at the credits. What is your professional and personal background? Where did you grow up, and how did you get here?
Yeah, I really grew up in the New York area, primarily in Bergen County in New Jersey. I went to college in St. Louis, Washington University. Then I went to Columbia University. I spent a semester in Australia at University of Sydney, where I was surfing, but also studying hard, actually, when I was down there. I majored in history. And I've been at Monroe College for about 17 years. Before that, I worked in production in New York. I worked in promotional films, worked on a feature film, some commercials, independent film. So I have some, you know, production background, some marketing background, and I'm the senior vice president at Monroe College. Primarily, I have worked in admissions at Monroe, but I have also a decent exposure to academics, student services, financial aid. I've worked at our Bronx campus, our Westchester campus, and now I just opened up our new site in Flushing.
For the audience who may have been under a rock for a couple of years, tell them a little bit about Monroe College, the history of the university itself.
Monroe College was started in 1933, actually by my grandfather, Harry Jerome, and he was a pharmacist, and he started a secretarial school to educate mostly young women who are entering the workforce, you know, for the first time. And the college expanded since 1933. It became a junior college in the 60s. Then we started offering bachelor degrees, graduate degrees. We have Middle States accreditation, so we're regionally accredited. My father, Stephen Jerome, is the president of Monroe College. My brother is the director in Westchester. My sister works at the college part-time. So I'm in a very interesting and unique, not only family business, but educational environment.
It's a real cottage industry for the Jerome family, then, isn't it? Some people invent hot sauces. You guys started a college.
That's right. Yeah.
Now, I came to know your latest project because, having opened the office that you have in Flushing, you teamed up with the Flushing Chamber of Commerce on offering English as a second language in kind of a unique format. Can you explain that program?
We opened up our Queens Extension site about 16 months ago, and I looked at the community in Flushing, primarily the Chinese community, and I looked at what they were receiving in terms of ESL. And in general, I wasn't so impressed with a lot of the local ESL establishments. Queens Library does a great job, and they offer a free literacy program. And there are also a few, you know, quality ESL places. But by and large, there was a lot of survival English for new immigrants, how to catch a subway, get around New York. So I really have seen that there's a need for a high quality, academically focused literacy program for the Chinese community and other immigrants in Queens. And Monroe has a history of always giving back to the community. You know, we're a major player in the Bronx. We oversee the Business Improvement District in New Rochelle. So I wanted to also give back to the community. And I teamed up with Greater Flushing Chamber of Commerce with my friend John Cho, who just launched his organization. I am in partnership with him. And I'm also going to be working with the Queens Library to get the message out about this ESL program. It's totally free tuition, 12 weeks, part-time, morning or evening, 12-week ESL program, and to me, it's a great value for the community.
For many people, in my experience, having passed or taken or gone through an ESL program is prerequisite for being admitted to some college-level classes, because I'm sure the teachers in the schools don't want to waste their teachers and the classroom's time and space and the students' money if they're not going to be able to grasp the material that they're being given. Would this be a likely parallel to those types of programs that are offered for incoming immigrant students?
Absolutely. There's different literacy needs based on the individual. So you really have to figure out where the student is lacking in terms of their written and verbal communication. For example, like in China, you have a lot of immigrants who are Chinese that tend to write better in English when they arrive in the U.S., but their oral communication is weaker because they haven't been in an environment with a lot of English. You know, we need to assess the level of each of the students, and then we have to determine what's the right class, you know, for them to be in, where they're with students similar to them. And then if a student already has a bachelor's degree, but they're really not ready for graduate work in terms of their English proficiency, the ESL would be the first step. And then they once they reach a proficient level, then they could possibly move into a graduate MBA program or another graduate program. And then someone who has a high school diploma or a two-year degree, the ESL could also be a stepping stone to continue on for their bachelor degree.
As we move ahead, we've got a lot of people coming from many different parts of China now. You were telling me before we started the program that you're dealing now with a lot of folks that are coming here at a very young age, at like 16, 17, 18 years of age. And are you finding that the geography that's being represented is like throughout China? Are there any specific regions that are sending more people our way?
You know, it's actually interesting that you mentioned that, because we have an advertisement on the buses that highlights one of our students from Beijing who continued on with her MBA at Monroe. And someone from the Chinese community in Queens said to me, why do you have an ad that says Beijing? You know, most of the immigrants in the Flushing area are not from Beijing. You know, they're from, you know, the different other municipalities. So I don't really know so much about the different regions that the immigrants are coming in. I know Taiwan is a major place, and Fuzhou and different areas like that. Now, what you're seeing also in Queens are a lot of private high schools with tuitions of $30,000 or more a year, where Chinese families from the mainland are sending their son or daughter to New York to finish high school. So there's a lot of exchange going on educationally, you know, between the two countries, you know. But in New York City, when we live in New York City, so sometimes we take it for granted, but New York City, it's a major destination for international students.
Our guest on Spectrum this week is Evan Jerome. He's the vice president of Monroe College, and we're talking about the English as a Second Language program that's being offered by the school. I know that you have a registration deadline that's coming up. However, is this going to be an ongoing program? Will there be subsequent classes similar to this? And the other, second part of that question is, could you possibly be overwhelmed with applicants, or do you have enough depth in your instructors and classroom space to accommodate as many people who want to sign up?
It's a great question. We have now already about 65 applications for our upcoming program, and we're doing some heavy interviewing actually this week. We're going to be offering a part-time course in the morning, Monday and Wednesday, 9 to 12, and then an evening course Tuesday and Thursday, 6 to 9. It's going to run for 12 weeks. There's going to be no tuition charge. There will be a $40 materials fee. I also call it like a commitment fee, because I think when you pay something,
some skin in the game, right?
Yeah, the attendance will be, you know, stronger. And we plan on continuing this. I think it's an important component for our growth in Flushing and in Queens. And we plan on continuing it. And we'll see where it goes.
If people wanted more information about the program or about Monroe College generally, obviously you have a website. Give the folks an idea of where they can go and what they can find out if they want more information about the school.
We have a website. It's monroecollege.edu. When you get to our website, look up. There's a whole section on the Queens Extension site with our contact information. And the email is queens@monroecollege.edu. I have a great team at the Queens Extension site. Any questions you have, please call.
The deadline for registration is coming up next.
It's actually going to be March 20th.
March 20th. Okay, March 20th is the deadline for at least this first round, first session. Anything else you'd like to add about Monroe College or the ESL program before we have to scoot on out of here this morning?
You know, the one thing I would say is we're really trying to deliver something very unique to the community in Queens. And the vision and curriculum in the site, it's really going to be a career-focused educational degree. We're putting in a lot of resources where students not only receive a solid education and earn their degree, but we're putting in a lot of resources where our students get career advisement, and we really help open doors to them, to industry and corporations in New York for job and internship opportunities. That's going to be what makes Monroe unique for the Chinese community and other immigrant communities in New York.
Evan, I want to thank you very much for stopping by and visiting us, and we will keep in touch with you, and you keep us posted on how the program is going and any other programs that are akin to this one that you may develop. We'd just come share it with our listeners anytime.
Thank you so much.
Listen again next Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. Eastern for another edition of Spectrum. To hear previously broadcast editions of Spectrum, visit the Spectrum tab on our website to listen or download your favorite past programs. Thanks for listening to this week's edition of Spectrum. Now, back to the music on China America Radio.